Welcome to Reflection on Monday, a weekly podcast where it's all about giving you inspiration, motivation, and resources to empower you to thrive and win. And now, your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Thank you for joining me in this podcast, Reflections on Monday. I believe Sex and the City has been very enlightening to you. I want to start this particular episode by taking our minds back to some recent challenges in our city and society today. Our city positioned a lot of celebrities on platforms to talk about love, to talk about sex, and many young people have considered sexual expressions based on the way they see the celebrities express themselves. This craving has led to several misnomers in our generation today. I want to talk to us about sexual orientation. What is sexual orientation or sexual identity? This is a person's sexual preference in relation to someone or something that they are attracted to or how they choose to be identified. In this podcast, I'll be listening to us several sexual orientations in our generation. And it's very, very key that we take some notes on these. The first and the oldest, and for me, the purest form of sexual orientation is heterosexual. This is attraction to and sex with members of the opposite gender, male and female. This is the only endorsed form of sex by our creator. Every other form of sexual orientation is as a result of men trying to explore other areas of chosen platforms for expressing their sexual feelings. Number two is homosexual. This is attraction to and sex with members of the same gender. This can happen between male and male, female and female. They are called lesbians and they're also called gays. Number three is bisexual. This is an attraction to and sex with both genders. No sexual preference. Such people say they can have sex with anyone, either male or female. There's also a sexual orientation called asexual. This is attraction to no gender. No sexual desire for anyone. Some are created that way. Some may choose to be that way or become that way based on circumstances. Such people are called enochs or celibates. There is a sexual orientation of recent that I even saw online. It's called objectophilia. This is attraction to and sex with things. For instance, a man got married to a tree in the US. That sounds crazy. Getting married to a tree. Another one is zoophilia. This is attraction to and sex with animals. This also is sexual orientation. This is also crazy. Somebody got married to a dog of recent. The other one, which is the last one, is a child sex. Attraction to and sex with children. Some of these guys are called pedophiles. This is extremely crazy. And the other thing coming up of recent now is transgender or transsexual. One who has changed or is in the process of changing their physical sex because it did not match their desired sex. This is when you find people saying to themselves, I'm not meant to be a man, I'm meant to be a woman. And they go through some operations to change and shooting some hormones, some male hormones into their system for them to look like a man, or female hormones into their system to look like a female. It's clear for us to understand this, that our Creator never made Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve. Neither did He create Eve and Evelyn. It was Adam and Eve. Our Creator designed male and female. Homosexuality is a major reason for destroying a whole city in a biblical account. I make bold to tell us that the anus is not the vagina. One is for pooing, the other one is for sexual activity. It is vital for us to stay with the sexual orientation that nature itself had created. I've never seen animals sleep with the same gender. When a man condescends below the heterosexual sexual orientation, we're living below the animalistic level. Our sexual orientation should be heterosexual. That is the way our Creator made us. Thank you for joining me in this podcast. In the next podcast, I'll be talking to us about sex lies. Thank you. God bless you.
Wow. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more insight into Femi Luther's library, you can visit the website www.femiluther.net or femiluther.com or on his social media platforms at Femi Luther. That is FEMYLUTHER on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.